Hi, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
This is Bonnie Wallace, author of The Hollywood Parents Guide. Today my guest is May Ross
yes.
of 321 Acting Studios.
Yes, that's correct.
So May is founder of the 321 Acting Studios, mm-hmm. and that's an acting school in Los Angeles.
Yes.
And she's an industry veteran. She began her career at the age of 10 with a 64-city, I can't even wrap my brain around that, tour of the Music Man.
Yes, I did.
And it quickly added singing, dancing, and modeling to her acting career.
Mm-hmm.
But she discovered that her passion was actually working with children, teens, and young adults. May has now taught acting for over 25 years, and she launched 321 Acting Studios in 2007.
I did. I love it.
I love it, too. I got a chance to visit it last week.
Yes.
For those of you out there who aren't familiar, 321 Acting Studios offers training in scene study, improv, cold reading, auditioning, modeling, and TV commercials. That's a lot.
It is.
And they also, on top of all of that, offer talent showcases and acting career seminars.
Yes, we do.
May, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much. It's so nice to be here. Welcome. We're glad to have you here. It's our first video one.
Is
that right,
Bonnie? I've never videoed a podcast before. Now you can see
Hooray
what it
Holly.
Looks like.
Yes. Okay.
This is really cool.
Wonderful.
So let's just go right straight into it.
Sure.
How do you describe your approach to acting? There's a lot of different techniques
mm-hmm.
and approaches out there, different schools of thought. How do you mm-hmm. like to approach teaching acting for your students?
Well, you know, I like to hire teachers that have a little bit of all of it. It's very similar to a dancer. You know, a dancer studies ballet, jazz, tap, hip-hop, lyrical, and then they become that fabulous dancer. And it's very true to acting, too, because, you know, you hear a lot out there. There's the method and Stanislavski and Uta Hagen. There's the going to zero and just doing the moment-to-moment. There's the Stanley Meisner, which is acting is reacting. So I love that the teachers that I hire are not only very nurturing and positive and experts, but they bring themselves and they bring all those wonderful techniques to our children, and we have fun. We have a lot of fun.
I love that. Well, if you're not having fun, you're not going to learn anything.
No.
So fun is like the ground.
Oh, fun is,
which.
Yeah, we have so much fun. It's almost like serious.
It's almost criminal.
Yeah, almost criminal.
It's
there
almost
we go.
Serious
there we go.
That we're having
yeah,
too much fun.
Exactly.
So you offer acting studios in your Los Angeles location, but you
yes.
also offer online courses. Can you talk to me about that a little bit?
Yes. That was another thing that I really felt passionate about is getting the information, very much like Bonnie here, getting the information out there. You know, Hollywood parents need information. People that are out in other parts of the United States or the world who want to bring their children here really need more information.
Yeah.
And we've had the experience. So, yes, you know, right. This is Dove Cameron's mom from Liv and Maddie. So
information's everything. Education, that's part of why I focus so much on education with all
yes.
of my work too. And what you don't know can really hurt you and can really hurt your kids. And so
right.
the more
right.
armed with real information you are, the more successful your kid's going to be.
Yes. And speaking of armed, this is a technique class. It's taught by John Wolcott. That's Walcutt. You can IMDb him. He is a master actor, 200 guest starring episodes. He's been in Titanic and Little Miss Sunshine. And he is the director of OSHA now, which is Orange County High School of the Performing Arts. And he is a master teacher. And we have 10 online lessons. It's a technique class, people. It's where you really learn how to be a greater actor.
Mm-hmm.
And the better actors do get hired, let's face it. So if you want to be really good, it's the URL, the website is 10 Lessons to Great Film Acting, and you will become a great actor after you take this course. So check it out. We have some free series too. We have a free series, which is a 3-part series. So go to our website and you can check it out. Yes.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
It's true that, you know, the better quality of an actor you are, the more often you're going to be cast. It's not random.
No. They see the technique. They see the talent and the technique. You need all of it. Yes.
So your students range in age from 4, which is so little, to
too
27,
cute.
Which is kind of the upper limit for
yes.
know, a youth actor.
That's
people
right.
who are still, like, going out for roles of high school and college students.
That's
so,
correct.
So why are you attracted to... This is Fern. She's making her...
Okay, well, let's bring her up. Let's bring up Fern, because now that we have a video... Hi, what a sweetheart.
If you're going to talk to us, you should make a video.
Good. All right.
You can go.
Oh, my gosh. I know, because they may not listen to us, right?
No, I know.
Anyway, so...
You're attracted to that age range. Why are you focused on teaching youth as opposed to, say, adult actors?
Well, I love children. They're so much fun, and they're so eager, and they want to be there, you know, when they come to acting class. It's not like they're in a science class that, I mean, no offense, but, you know, maybe, you know, and they, you know, and they're just so positive, and I just get the best students, and that's what I really, really love. And I also get to share my experience with, you know, with these children that are really looking to build self-esteem and build their confidence. And that is really my passion, is to instill greater confidence in the children, which they need for the entertainment industry. And it parlays into all walks of their life, right?
It does. And that's, I'd actually love to go straight into that. So, you know, you and I have talked a lot about the benefits of the long-term benefits of
long-term,
acting.
Yes.
And acting classes. And I love this because it underlines the importance that these skills can be important for everybody, regardless
Absolutely.
Of where their life takes them.
I mean, Absolutely.
Like, you don't know, you know, when you're a kid and you want to be an actor, how it's going to go. You can't know that. Mm-hmm. But what you can do is get these amazing skills that will serve you for all of your life.
They're life skills.
Yeah.
Acting requires a focus, concentration, listening, word retrieval, taking direction, being a team player, empathy. There's so much, you know, communication, public speaking. There's so much that acting affords children as they're growing that... you know, I really am surprised. I can't imagine, I think every parent should put their kid in a drama or an acting class because it has a myriad of benefits, of life's benefits, social skills.
Yeah. I agree completely. And two side notes on that to underline what you're talking about. People always talk about the benefits of sports.
Yes.
And the teamwork and the things, the lessons, the life lessons that you derive from sports. And I would never disagree with that. Sports is brilliant that way.
Right.
I just think that acting is that on steroids, because it's all of those things, but it's also a lot more like emotional and soft skill stuff than you're going to get on a field. And it's the same thing, but sort of more complex, which in the real world is an incredible important skill set.
Yeah. They learn to take the challenges of life and be able to roll with them. So it's amazing. That's what I love about teaching children, is seeing their growth.
Well, and just as a cool side note, Tenzing Trainer, who plays Parker on Luke and Maddie, the little brother, he was put into acting classes. He was put into summer camp acting by his dad some years ago. I think he was 10 or something.
Yeah.
Not because his dad wanted him to become an actor at all, but because his dad's an attorney.
Right.
And wanted him to feel comfortable standing in front of a room, be able to talk to anybody, have that confidence.
Presentation skills.
Presentation skills. That was literally the whole point. And then, of course...
It led to
pretty big things.
Huge Hollywood career, which is wonderful.
Amazing. But you never know where it's going to lead. But at the very least, it's going to lead to a more successful, confident
Absolutely.
Life.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Which is a great thing.
Yes.
Now, you've got extensive experience working with young actors on both Disney and Nickelodeon.
Yes, I do.
Are there any differences with how you would approach an audition for those networks versus for, say, just a comedy show on a regular network?
You know, it's really funny because I'm dying to hear what Bonnie has to say about this, because what I tell the children, first of all, is to wear really bright colors. I mean, look at Nickelodeon Disney. So we want those hot pinks and turquoise and, you know, so wear those colors are going to pop and make you look young, fresh, clean, happy. And then I always just, one of my mantras, and I hear my teacher say it, it's so cute, is, okay, little Johnny, loud and proud, loud and proud. Because, and that it's loud and proud, you know, and it's so cute when I love to hear my teacher say it. Okay, so loud and proud, or share your voice. Because it's better, I always tell them to go in big, you know, broad, loud, whatever, and let the director take you down, let the director take your child down, because Disney wants to know that they have an actor to work with. They don't want to light any fires under actors, the casting people or anybody. So it's actually a good idea to be on the loud and proud side, and don't be afraid to be. And also with Disney and Nickelodeon and the sitcoms, everything's important. Every single thing.
That's
we forgot
good.
To order the pizza.
Hold the phone.
Oh my. Do you know what I mean? It's very different, okay? So it's driven with that. Everything's important. And that's another thing to think about. So don't just take a line and throw it away in sitcom or in Disney and Nickelodeon. What is your take on this? You've got a daughter in the business.
I do. Yeah. And the funny thing was, she'd never done comedy before she ended up on Disney Channel.
You're kidding
me. Not once. She'd done a bunch of drama.
Sure.
And stage work. And we thought, okay, we're going to come to LA and she's going to do film. She's going to do serious film.
She's going to be an actress.
She's going to be an actress. And then, of course, you know, to our great surprise, she ends up cast in this Disney show. You know, I mean, I always thought she was funny, but I'm her mom, right? And you know how that is. It's like, okay, you always think your kid is funny.
Kind of funny.
Yeah, she's a funny kid. But so she sort of had to learn that, and the way she approached it was a little more of a hybrid, a little less broad, but
that's okay.
It's broad. And, you know, so she, I think Liv and Maddie in particular is just a little bit less broad. Broad and big, but Disney in general, because it's aimed at children, that's the kind of humor that they respond to, and they know that. And so that is the direction most of the time, and that is the writing most of the time.
Yes, it is. Everything's important.
You have to go with that when you're on that network. Whereas when you're with film or doing an audition for film, at least.
Yes, you can let the camera come to you a little more.
Yeah, you can let the focus be on your face and like, you know, let small things read out of your eyes. It's a whole different...
It's more nuanced. You know, I'm not saying that Disney doesn't have nuance in their sitcoms. They do. They have brilliant actors. Those kids' actors are amazing. But we're talking about going to the audition. Let's show them that you can be big and let them discover your nuance.
And they can always ask you to dial it back. And sometimes they might. But that way they can see like how big you can make it and kind of get a sense of that.
So that's
important. It is important to know too that, you know, different auditions require different skill sets, different tools.
They do. Yes.
Yeah. Wonderful. And I know that you teach that. So let's talk about auditioning a little further. It is its own skill set. It's really its own thing. And I think that people don't appreciate that until they're out there like doing several a week. And it's like, oh gosh, this is its own whole category of work.
It is.
What advice do you have for actors just auditioning for audition success?
Yeah. The first thing I tell my parents, because again, we're talking about the youth market here and youth actors, is I tell the parents we have an acting career program, showcase an acting career program where we bring the talent agents up to my studio, 321 Acting Studios in Los Angeles. And the agents just love coming to our showcases. I've had relationships for 20 years and they actually get a little mad if they're not invited, but I have to rotate them.
That's better for everybody.
Right. But what I tell the parents is that really keep it fun. Don't express your worry and your stress, because our children are little sponges and they're going to pick up that mommy seems really stressed and worried about this. And I don't know. So keep it fun. Keep it light. You know, definitely if you're in Los Angeles or any of the major cities, New York, Chicago, Atlanta, Vancouver, you will be driving around to auditions too. And keep it light and have fun. And I tell the children to just go in and do their best. And I actually tell them to have fun, even in a dramatic audition. Because if they're enjoying themselves, if the actor looks like they're enjoying themselves, then it makes everybody around them relax and they're more at ease. And I also tell the children that after they audition, that they should just, here's the mantra, what's next? And I also tell the parents not to ask how it went.
Oh, I do exactly that.
Then it's a lot of stress on them or pressure. What do you think?
Here's my thing about the how did it go thing, which is just like, it's a natural thing for a parent to ask. How did it go? Because you can't go in the room.
You're totally dying to know. Yeah.
You've helped them memorize their sides. You've spent like a bunch of time preparing for it and you don't get to go in there and see how it went. You don't know how it went. So you want to ask the kid.
Yeah.
It's exactly the wrong thing to do.
It is.
Because here's the deal. The kid doesn't know how it went.
Yeah.
They have no idea how it really went.
Right.
They had their feelings about it, but they don't really know. And the thing about casting directors is they tend to fall into two different camps. They're either like incredibly nice with everybody so that everybody thinks they did a fabulous job, who knows, or they're like really poker-faced and everybody thinks they did a terrible job.
That's right.
They don't know. And so all you can really ask is how do you feel?
That's the better way of doing it.
Because the kid knows how they feel.
Right. And then you got to go one step further, parents. And this is actually good parenting. You know, this is good parenting 101, whether no matter what it's for. And that is if they say, yeah, mom, I don't think I did a really good job. Mm-hmm. Acknowledge their feelings. Mm-hmm. I talk about this in our acting career program all the time to the parents, because we have a acting business seminar that the parents come to. And I always say, just acknowledge their acknowledge their feelings. I see you're, just call it like it is. Oh, I see you seem a little upset, mm-hmm. seem a little sad. And then you say, let's go have ice cream. Mm-hmm. They're children. They get over it faster than we do, you know?
Exactly. And I completely agree with what you said previously. Children are little sponges. And if you're carrying around a bunch of stress and anxiety about like, I really want them to get this. Oh my God, I hope they do okay. It's like, oh, you know, they're going to feel all of that.
They feel it.
They carry it into the room with them.
They carry it into the room.
It doesn't help them at all.
No.
And then the other thing is, if they're not happy with how it went, it's like, well, okay, that's an opportunity for a learning moment. Like,
yes, it is.
What might we do next time so that you feel better about it? You know, should we have gotten you to bed earlier so you weren't so tired?
Did you want to eat something different?
Were you hungry because we came straight after school and we didn't have time for a snack?
Yes, no kidding.
Really basic parenting stuff is so much of this stuff. Or also just like, mm-hmm. should we have spent more time practicing? You know, should we have spent not so much time because then you weren't able to take direction because you were in such a rut? Like there's like learning opportunities.
And that's another thing too that I tell the parents in the acting career seminar. I said, don't be a hovering helicopter about their practicing. You want your children to carry the anxiety. You know, like my son, you know, he wasn't doing so well in math, and we were told, you know, let him carry the anxiety, don't remind him anymore. And sure, about a week later, he went, wow, I guess I better do my math homework. So it's the same thing. You have to let them fail at a few auditions so that they carry the anxiety, and it really doesn't matter how young they are. And if they're saying, no, mom, I don't want to do it, and you keep bugging them, they're going to dig their heels in, and they're going to say, that's it, you know, I'm done. So anyway, be just very open.
Open and supportive.
Yeah.
And give them space.
And acknowledge their feelings. Yes.
So let's talk about that acting career program. Mm-hmm. You just mentioned it. What does that look like? What is that?
Yeah. The Showcase Acting Career Program is a program that's designed to get children and teens and young adults entered into the entertainment industry, a successful way to break in, or those children that already have a career to move their career forward. So it is a program based on success, and we've navigated, just like you've navigated everything in the Hollywood Parents Guide, right?
My book.
Yes, this is her book, and it's a great book. I highly recommend it. All right. And we've navigated the steps to get into the business. So we've got the right agents, how to get the work permit, where to, we do a photo shoot. We do a whole package that is geared towards getting the children noticed by the talent agents. We don't guarantee anything because we're not that kind of school. But,
you can't. Nobody can guarantee anything.
Right.
And honestly, anybody who's guaranteeing
a
career,
that's a scam.
B, success, it's not possible.
No, it's a scam.
That's like one of the red flags. Like even the very best, most connected, powerful, experienced, big acting schools and coaches in LA, they can't guarantee anything because some of it's just serendipity.
Yes, it is. A lot of it can be just be the luck of the draw. But we do really prepare them, and the agents tell us over and over again how well prepared they are. We only showcase about 25 kids at a time, and we do four showcases a year, and there was one year where we had three showcases in a row where 100% got callbacks. Yes.
I'm sorry. My mouth's like,
no, I know. In fact, I even say that it's just insane, but we do have tremendous success in getting them talent agents, and I don't give up till they give up. So if the parents, say, oh, we didn't get an agent this time. Well, we have an agent meet and greet they can come to. And then I'm also here to help with my connections too.
I am. Love that. Mm-hmm. I love that. Great. Agent meet and greet. That's super cool.
Yeah, it is.
So do you have any special advice for audition self-tapes? I mean, even here in Los Angeles, I mean, obviously, if you're outside of LA, most of your auditioning for bigger projects is probably going to be on self-tape. But
yeah, that's true.
Even if you're here, you know, to our great surprise, we moved to LA. It's like, we're still doing self-tapes sometimes? What? But, you know, sometimes a project's been cast in New York, or sometimes it's, you know, the timing can't work out. Like, kids who are in school.
Yeah.
Typically, auditions they try to schedule them for after school, but sometimes that doesn't work with the director's schedule or casting director's schedule
That's
or the producer's schedule. So you still end up doing self-tapes no matter what. So
yes,
do you have
any
hot advice for making a good self-tape, good audition?
Well, I think there's the basic advice, good lighting like we have here today, just a plain background. And what's great about self-taping, and not only is people all over the country, I have an actor that took the online course and got so good. He's working in Austin, and he just booked something here in Los Angeles through self-tape.
Yay!
So, and the good thing, and you know about self-tape, is that you can get it really great. You can get your performance really great. So, you know, and how to get a hot one is well, you know, you need to just, oh, another thing, follow the instructions to the T. If they want to see your hands, put the hands up. If they want to do, you know, follow it to the T, because they're just going to flip to the next one, because guess what? You didn't follow directions.
Thank you for saying that. It blows my mind, but truly, there's so many people auditioning for any given role that the people who are looking through the first round, they're looking for reasons to discard. It's like they need to narrow the field. So if you do anything silly, like not follow the directions, that's it. They're not going to pay attention to how brilliant you might be.
That's right. Yeah. So follow the directions. That'll help you right off the bat. Wear something bright. I'm all about bright colors, stripes and polka dots. The eye goes to that. You don't want to wear that. And then just make sure you have somebody who is working with you off camera, and that their voice is not so loud. So, you know, a lot of the stuff, you know, I have a great blog on how to get a good self-taped audition. I am a backstage expert, which is where I have a column and I have like 43 articles. So you can search Mae Ross, R-O-S-S, and you'll Google me online and you can find all kinds of information. And same thing with Bonnie Wallace. She also has great articles and podcasts. So if you just Google her, you'll find where to find her and her awesome information.
A lot of advice from
yes.
all of us.
Oh my gosh.
We have a lot to say.
We do. We have a lot to share, and we love sharing it. And nothing gives me more pride and just, you know, a good feeling is to see the parents and the children being successful in all walks of their life, and then also in the entertainment industry.
Yeah, and the more you understand about how it works, the greater your odds of being genuinely successful.
Well, knowledge is confidence.
Yeah.
Let's face it.
And it's power, definitely.
It is power. Thank you.
You know?
Very much so.
So what is some advice that you have for somebody who's trying to break into the industry? You know, what are some critical first steps that somebody should take?
Well, come to our Showcase and Acting Crew program if you're in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Well, we've taken those steps for you and we've navigated it. But really, if you're from out of town, I have told the moms and dads to make sure that you get your children in a drama program. And of course, I'm pretty sure your book talks about this too, where you want to make sure your children really, really likes acting. And that's one of the reasons why I want people to take this online course too, is that you'll be able to determine if your child really, really wants to act, because this online course is an acting technique. And what it does is it really shows, you know, what is needed out there. And so you'll be able to determine if your child is really ready for something like the world of acting. Yes.
I love that. I really appreciate that you brought that up. One of the reasons I wrote the book is because there's a lot of children out there, especially with just the way the world is today.
Yes.
Who truly, like, what they want is they want to be famous, because they equate the...
They want
to equate fame with love and power, basically. I mean, who doesn't,
yes,
right?
Yes, they do.
And so, you know, they want to be famous, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they want to actually be an actor.
No.
What it takes to be an actor... Mm-hmm. What it means to act, they frequently know nothing about that and have never even taken an acting class or been in a little school play.
Yes.
You know, but they want to be famous, and so they think they want to be actors. And so, you know, you do your child a great disservice if you start to kind of push them in that direction without having a chance to let them really explore it.
Yeah, they need to know what the craft of acting in requires. And that's why I really, you know, this online course, 10 Lessons to Great Film Acting, is so great, is because they can really determine, particularly your teenagers. They all say, I want to be on Disney. I want to be on Nickelodeon. But you see, and then I, you know, and yes, we have kids that come into 3-2-1 saying that, but they change their mind, you know, and then they go, you know, I really like acting. I see it all the time where the kids come in and they're not sure. And then they discover they want to be an actor. We have Forrest Wheeler, who was on Fresh Off the Boat on ABC, and he plays Emery, and he came in a shy, you know, 9-year-old. I don't think he knew what he wanted to do. I spotted the talent. And then now, of course, he's on Fresh Off the Boat, which is a very hit sitcom. So get into an acting class.
He's not a shy kid now, by the way.
No, he's not. He's not.
He's a sweetie. He's a great kid.
He is a great kid.
But you're right. Get your kid into acting
classes.
Get him in there. I mean, that's how Dove started. She did, you know, community theater. And I mean, wherever you are, pretty much there's something you can do.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, it's
there's
like
little theaters in all little towns, and then there's drama in school, and mm-hmm. there's a lot of theater is great. It doesn't have to be an on-camera acting class, just mm-hmm. acting. What
acting.
Is the craft of acting? What
yeah.
is it? Have.
Mm-hmm. Start there. Start where you are.
Start there.
So you've inevitably dealt with a lot of parents.
Yes.
Through all the children that you've taught for
many.
So many years.
Yes.
Do you have any advice for parents who are trying to keep their young actor, you know, in a good place and successful in this business? Like,
mm-hmm.
what would you tell parents?
Well, I do think that I always talk about keeping it fun and to know what they're getting into, because there's a lot of, you know, you need to really have a lot of energy to be able to take her to the auditions, take your children to the auditions. Yeah, she knows that.
That's true.
Right. And just love it. Love it that they love it. And, you know, it's also important to make sure you get, just like Bonnie's book, you know, make sure you have all the team players in place, right? You know, your agent, your manager, your PR person, your all that kind of stuff. And stay in touch with people like Bonnie Wallace and myself, Mae Ross, because if you're going to be looking at our elements and our materials online, you're going to be learning what to do next, okay? One of my sites is tophollywoodactingcoach.com, and it has hundreds of articles on how to get started in the entertainment industry, and how to stay in there and how to move your career forward. So there's lots and lots I can say about the parents, but I would just say, just love it and just know that, you know, strap in the seatbelt. You're in for a ride, but it's a great journey.
It is a great
journey. Isn't it a great journey?
It is. And I've always called it an adventure.
Yes.
Because
how you look at it.
A true adventure, like a hero's adventure. You don't know. That's why it's an adventure. You don't know where it's going to
yes.
take you.
Oh, and you know what here's what I always say to the parents, and I put it down in writing. I go, expect the unexpected and go with the flow.
Mm-hmm.
Expect the unexpected. Mm-hmm. Because if you're expecting the unexpected and your child is going in to play the good girl and they switch her to be the bad girl, she and you, everybody has to just go, okay, going with the flow.
That's who we are,
right?
With this project.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So expect the unexpected and go with the flow is one of the best, you know, in its gestalt, just go with that.
I love that. I love that. That
yeah.
is good advice for all of us.
It is. It is. For life, too,
for
isn't
life.
It?
Yeah, yeah. Not even just for actors. So we talked about that a second ago, but for the kids themselves, say you're talking to a 12-year-old who's in
yeah.
the middle of the country.
Okay.
They're nowhere near LA.
Right.
They can't move their family out. They're 12. You know, what can they do? What can a kid do who's like passionate about acting? They know they want to act. That's
they know
not
they
a question.
Want to act. Right.
What can they do where they are?
Yeah. Well, you know, take an acting class.
Mm-hmm.
Get into the acting class. Show your parents, 12-year-olds, just how passionate you are about it.
Yeah.
Get into your acting class. Dove Cameron did that, and she also get into your local community theaters. Community theaters all over the place, and even in small town America. Get online and take some online classes. Again, at 10lessonstogreatfilmacting.com. Listen to podcasts, whether it be Bonnie's or anybody else out there. But definitely do get educated with it so you know what it's all about. Some parents say, no, you have to wait till you're 18. So start saving money, your
mm-hmm.
allowance, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And know that Hollywood is not going anywhere. So you can get into it when you're 18 and even though you're 12. And then just let your parents know that you need to demonstrate how much you want to do this. And that is by acting. So get into a class, get into a local theater, and just show them.
I love that. That literally gave me chills a second ago when you said Hollywood is not going anywhere.
Not going
because
anywhere.
It's not. Hollywood is here. It's not going to be gone.
No.
By the time you're able to get her, whenever that is.
That's right.
I have kids, you know, who are in their late teens
yeah.
emailing me every week going, I think it's too late. I think I'm too old.
No.
It's like, are you kidding?
No.
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 No. It's A, never too late. B, you're never too old. C,
yes.
It's not gone anywhere. It's right here for you. It's waiting.
Yes. And remember, you're in it for the experience of acting.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, you know, a dancer loves to dance, you love to act. So you do it because you love it. And when the kids, I say, okay, what are you going to say when an agent says, why do you like to act? They say, because it's fun.
Yeah.
Because it's my passion. You know, you don't want to say because of the money and the fame. But Hollywood's not going anywhere, so you can pick it up next week.
You can. And truthfully, you know, most actors, successful working actors who make a living doing what they love, they're not famous.
Right.
They're not necessarily probably even rich, but they're happy doing what they love.
Yes,
and
they are.
That's the thing to aim for, you know, yes. And if it goes beyond that, you know, hooray, icing on the cake.
Absolutely.
What more could any of us ever hope for than to make a good living doing what we love?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yes.
You know? Good. So any final thoughts for young actors or parents of young actors who want to make a career in film and TV?
You know, again, just kind of repeating what I said, and that is, you know, get into an acting class, expect the unexpected, show, you know, make sure that your kid really wants to be an actor, make sure that you are prepared to have one of the parents take the child to the audition. You can check your local markets to see if there are any agents in the area. I mean, my goodness, I do that all the time, and there's agents all over the place, you
they're
know,
everywhere.
In Oklahoma City and Albuquerque
yeah.
and whatever. So check and see if the agents do some local commercials or modeling. You know, I think Cameron did some of that, or you know, many. So just get out there and do what you like and do theater, and you'll be happy because you're doing what you love.
Yeah, do everything you can where you are, and then if you do make it out to Los Angeles, you'll be as prepared as you can be.
Yeah. Right, exactly. And again, stick with us, and we're going to really help you and guide you step by step. And you can't go wrong with people that have been doing this for many years and experts. So I'm not afraid to say that because I love helping people, and I know Bonnie does too.
Well, that's part of what I love mm-hmm. about you, May, and everything mm-hmm. you're up to. We're very much on the same page, and
yeah.
we're doing it for all the same reasons. So
yes, exactly.
I was excited to finally meet you.
Yes, you too. I know. It was
truly.
So nice being here today. And if you have any questions, you know, go ahead and contact us. Go to mm-hmm. our websites, 321 mm-hmm. Acting Studios.
Or yeah, how can people find you? You've got Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
Oh, yes. Become my Facebook and Twitter and Instagram friends. We
yeah.
love it. Yeah.
Right.
So at 321 Acting Studios, that's really all the URL you need, and Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. And then, of course, you know, Bonnie is the Hollywood Parents Guide. That is her URL.
Yep.
So how exciting is that?
Easy to find me,
so,
too.
So, you know, keep in contact with us. You can ask us questions, and we're here for you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mae.
You're welcome.
Really,
this was really great. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Hometown to Hollywood. If you like what you heard here, subscribe to this free podcast and leave a quick rating and review. A moment to click on a star rating really helps, and a minute to write a sentence-long review makes a real difference in the ranking for this podcast. Thank you so much for helping me. Do you want to know more about getting a young actor up and running in Hollywood? Buy my book, The Hollywood Parents Guide, on Amazon. And if you need specific help getting your career or your child's career up and running or to the next level, you can get a one-on-one consultation with me over Skype or in person in Los Angeles. Go to my website, hollywoodparentsguide.com, and click on the consultations page. Thanks, and see you next week.